Blog Talk Radio.
See, girl,
well, I thought that
songwriter,
first
musician,
was
producer of music, album, art, cover artist, video producer, movie maker, and writer of books on sale. It is Dub Knight.
Well, I thought when I was young, when I was taught the right, you know, to privacy, the right to freedom of expression with the U.S. Constitution, that was something to learn when I was a real young child. And then I was, then I presume when I'm older as an adult that pretty much everybody knows that who comes to this country, who lives in this country, there are those basic rights, U.S. Constitutional rights. Unfortunately, I'm starting to feel that a lot of people or some people don't know the U.S. Constitutional rights because it's fundamental law, settled law. You know, the expectation of privacy, not to look in someone's home with a camera. You remember I told you that those allegations constantly that some crazy people in my environment think that they have a right to look at my home from outside, which is a violation of my constitutional rights. It's also a criminal act. It's also a tort act. I could sue if I find evidence and if I look, you know. They still think that, you know, these individuals are so deranged and crazy, mad, that they think they have a right to look at my home, tell me what to do in my home. And then this crazy woman have told people, even the police, that they were concerned about me because I was concerned about her at first because she was saying, oh, I have to work, I have to, so they can put a camera on my home to look in, and she lives in my building. Well, it's about, that's crazy and insane to say that. And illegal. So I think that these fundamental rights, First Amendment rights, or other constitutional rights, some people don't follow. They don't, they're not following the basic rights laws that not only for, like, where I live in California or Los Angeles, but also the United States. I think people need to be retaught constitutional rights. You can't violate someone's home. You can't trespass into it. You can't tell people when to work. This is not slavery. You know, that was a constitutional law about that. The only, you know, it's like the 13th Amendment. We can't have slavery anymore. The only thing that we could do if someone goes to jail or prison for a crime, then yes, you know, they have to be locked up because they will. But I didn't know that a neighbor, like where I used to live on votes, or people in my building or nearby didn't know to follow the United States constitutional right laws and did not know how to, they don't understand the U.S. constitutional rights or the California law on voyeurism. They don't follow those rules. They think slavery is still going on. I even had the same individuals who think that they want segregation. Segregation is never coming back. So it's important that I hope that my neighbors in my building and in my area know about the U.S. Constitution, because the Constitution is important for every one of us to follow. We have to respect other people's privacy inside their condos, apartments, or houses. We can't just go up and stall something to look into it. Or we can't violate it. I mean, no excuse. Or we can't tell people when to work or when what to do in their own home. Or is it clean? Is it messy? I mean, that's crazy. Usually people who act like that are, some of these people are from another country. you know, if they're from South America, London, or wherever they're from. I'm sure in Europe they don't peep in other people's homes. They're not allowed to peep in other people's homes with a device or signal or a camera or hidden camera, webcam, whatever, or a cell phone, whatever, binoculars, whatever. That's illegal. But I have an individual who thinks they have that right, who thinks they can do that. You know, privacy inside someone's home, like my home, is not for the public. It's not for people outside to look into. You know, even if I complain a lot or whatever, and I don't have evidence for this because I'm dealing with someone, these people who may have schizophrenia, bipolar, or just a plain criminal, a plain pervert criminal who wants to take the law in their own hands. And that is obviously the case. I don't deal with crazy people or people like that. And these people say they want to get a case because I call the police or if I complain or whatever. That's no excuse to intrude on me. It's no excuse to intrude if I get angry in my condo. You know, the public is the parks, the sidewalk, you know, the courtyard, you know, outside the sidewalk, outside when I walk out, the gate set, you know, in the parking lot, going out to the sidewalk, the street, the post office, the restaurant, the beach. That's the public walking up the street, walking outside where people drive. That's the public. Yeah, you can film and do whatever you want. That's the law. We can film. You can tape. We record. We can do whatever we want. But in private is when I go into my home and close the door. So the living room, the bathroom, the bedroom. I mean, that's fundamental common sense. That's off limits. Or whether somebody is working or not. I mean, there are lots of people in this country who ain't working, but they don't get harassed for it, and they can't. We can't tell them when to work or whether they're unemployed or not. But, you know, that's basic common sense. So when I was young, I was taught that. So I presumed, and now I guess I'm mistaken, that pretty much everybody know those fundamental rights and follow them. I guess they don't. I think people need to be taught the constitutional rights of expectation of privacy need to be abided by. You can't tell people when to work. You can't tell people what to do in their home or what to do in their life. As I said before, we can't tell people what to do in their life, when to work or what relationships to have. You can't tell people who to marry, you know, that kind of that thing too. We already got through that, not only got gay marriage. But we can't tell people, we can't intrude on someone's privacy. That's the bedroom, the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen, the dining room. That's off limits to the world. That's, you do what you want inside your home. You know, you don't do anything, as long as you ain't committing no crime or something. But if there's a concern about something inside, we go to the person directly. We don't film or look at someone's home because I have a crazy person who don't think I own my home. They think because I, you know, like a lot of homeowners get, you know, down payments or get assistance in buying homes because I'm poor like anybody else and paying off the mortgage. So they think it's because I get FHA or federal government or whatever that my home is not my home. It's public. Isn't that insane? I'm dealing with a monster, a crazy person. So these people who in my building or neighborhood who do these things allegedly or believe that they can intrude on my home need to go to jail, prison, or mental hospital. They don't know how to live in this, in America. They violate the law and everything. If any of this is true, if they believe that they have a right to look at my home, if they just believe it, they are absolutely mistaken. You know, I don't like calling you know, I had to call the police several times because the individuals kept saying that they were looking in my home. And I did not, I ignored it for years. And now I'm trying to think about moving because I don't want to live near a crazy person or a psycho who thinks, who don't know how to live in this country. I mean, they're outside right now thinking that that my home is for them to look at. You know, I own a home legally. These people don't understand fundamental rights of the Constitution. They need to learn it. This is the reason why, you know, they have all these police cars and these all these problems. You know, they have lots of people. I mean, let me tell you, the statistics say, you know, that most of the people who are on welfare are white. But white, black, or brown, you know, you're on welfare or you... They should work. They should go to school, do something. But we can't force them to work. That's against the law. There can't be no slavery. You can't tell people what to do, an adult person what to do. And that's not a criteria. It's not anybody's business what they do in their private life or, you know, that's a private situation. That's their business. It's not anybody's business. It's basic common sense. Or... tell people, like, you know, you can't tell people what to wear as long as they're wearing clothes outside. I mean, you know, as long as they ain't walking around nude or outside or something, you know. I guess, I don't know, but you can't tell people who to marry. We can't tell people, you know, those are, you know, issues that people think they have control over. But definitely, we don't go and intrude on someone's home, whether they're a celebrity or not. So the home should be off limits. So when someone say they're going to intrude my home because I complained to the police, I don't want to complain to the police. I just told the police. The police told me to ignore it or to contact dispatch. And, you know, they think I'm crazy, and I'm like, it's because this woman keeps coming over to my home or the people in my building think that they have a right to look in. I ain't say nothing. And then they kept saying it, and then they think that my home is a public view. That's crazy, and that's illegal. They don't know the fundamental rights how to live in the United States Constitution. That's against the, not only the law of the state, but the federal law, too. Also, where I work, who I work with, tell me who to be with. So everybody needs to learn the fundamental rights of the U.S. Constitution amendments, because those amendments are settled law. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.